はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ノバスコシア。
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 130. As always, brought to you by Air Clara and the translation and the interpretation specialists. Okay, we are back with Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san. So today we'll be talking about the potential form of the class 3 verb
来る。
Now, last week we covered the potential form of class 1 verbs and class 2 verbs. Today we're going to finish it off with the class 3 verb 来る。Today's conversation is interesting for many reasons. Among them, today's conversation is between a superior and a subordinate. Yoshi-san, in Japanese, how do we say superior?
上司。
And subordinate is?
部下。
So the politeness level in the way the boss speaks to the subordinate is very noticeable. Pay attention to the politeness level in the boss and in the subordinate. This is one of the many interesting things about this language. With that said, please listen to the following conversation. Here we go.
会議は2時からだよね。
いえ、中止になりました。
中止？私は何も聞いてないぞ。
はい、川本さんが来られません。
来られない？なんで？
そこまでちょっとわかりませんが。
わかった。川本さんに連絡して日程を変更して。
はい、わかりました。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
会議は2時からだよね。
いいえ、中止になりました。
中止？私は何も聞いてないぞ。
はい。川本さんが来られません。
来られない？なんで？
そこまでちょっとわかりませんが。
わかった。川本さんに連絡して日程を変更して。
はい、わかりました。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
会議は2時からだよね。
The meeting is at 2 o'clock, right?
いえ、中止になりました。
No, it was cancelled.
中止？私は何も聞いてないぞ。
Cancelled? I didn't hear anything about it.
はい、川本さんが来られません。
Yes, Mr. Kawamoto couldn't make it.
来られない？なんで？
He can't come? Why?
そこまで…ちょっとわかりませんが。
That I don't know.
わかった。川本さんに連絡して日程を変更して。
I got it. Please contact Mr. Kawamoto and reschedule the date.
はい、わかりました。
Yes, certainly. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
いや、川本さんなんで来られなかったんでしょうね。
English, please.
I wonder why Mr. Kawamoto couldn't make it.
Take a guess.
Maybe he's got a hangover.
Lovely, Natsuko-san.
よくあることでしょ?
We might as well turn this into a lesson. How do we say this in Japanese?
二日酔いかもしれませんね。
Break it down.
二日酔い。Hangover.
Hangover. And the first part of this is?
2 days,
or we can assume here, second day. And?
酔い。
To be intoxicated. Second day intoxicated. So, still drunk. Or maybe still alcohol in the body. Natsuko-san, thank you for that very useful vocabulary word.
Very useful.
Okay, speaking of vocabulary words, what else do we have today?
会議。
Meeting. Conference.
会議。会議。
Now, the first character here, what does it mean?
Meet.
The second character?
Discussion.
Meet, discussion. Meeting. It's also used for conference. So it makes logical sense.
Mm-hmm.
Meet and discuss.
Yes.
Meeting. Okay, can you give us an example?
社長はただいま会議中です。
The boss is in a meeting now. And what was that word for in a meeting?
会議中。
So we add on to the word for conference, meeting, 会議, we add on?
中。
And in the middle. Yoshi-san, do you have an example?
今日家族会議があるんだ。
Today I have a family meeting. Give us that word for family meeting one more time.
家族会議。
Kazoku kaigi. So what do you talk about at these type of events? Is it a casual meeting or is there something, you know, in English, calling a family meeting, it means something big happened.
It's usually that way in Japan also.
So when there's some important news or something?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next we have...
中止.
Cancellation. Suspension.
中止. 中止.
Yoshi-san, what are the characters here? First character means...
中. Middle.
Middle. And the second character means...
Stop.
Middle, stop. So you can think of it, in the middle of something, you stop. Or in the middle of something, it gets stopped. 中止. In the middle, stop. So it's been canceled, suspended. And the way we turn this into a verb is, Yoshi-san?
中止する.
Now here we actually have the construction, 中止になる. Now, 中止する is a verb, someone's doing it. Here, になる, it becomes. So to become canceled, to become suspended. And it was the past tense, so it was canceled. Okay, next we have.
連絡.
Communication, contact, connection.
連絡, 連絡.
And Natsuko-san, can we have an example?
電話で連絡する.
To contact by phone.
今週末連絡します.
I'll contact you this weekend. I'll get in touch with you this weekend. To contact, to get in touch, to reach. Can be used in all these contexts. 連絡する. Next we have.
日程.
Schedule.
日程. 日程.
Yoshi-san, can you give us an example?
日程を変更する.
That was from the dialogue.
You tricked me.
You tricked me. Okay, but yeah, it's a really good example. We have the latter word, which is?
変更.
Change. And here it's a verb, so we have?
変更する.
To change. To change one's schedule. Okay, and let's just take a look at this word, to change. Natsuko-san, can you break it down?
変更.
And can we have an example?
住所変更の届けを出す.
To submit an address change application. And you do this when you move.
Yeah, it's kind of troublesome.
Really troublesome. But I guess the end result is good because your mail still keeps coming.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's just bills like mine. But in Japan, I seem to move quite often.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's just being a student or something like this that I think I've moved 15 times since I've been in Japan.
ご苦労様.
I'll take that. So I'm quite experienced in submitting these. One more time, Natsuko-san.
住所変更.
Change of one's address.
予定を変更して動物園に行こう.
Let's change the plan and go to the zoo. Okay? And here we had, what was the word for plan?
予定.
So we can use 変更 with both 予定 and?
日程.
Both are okay. Okay, now what we want to do is take a look at today's conversation up close. There are a few points in there that we want to take a look at. Can we have the first line one more time? Natsuko-san?
会議は2時からだよね?
Now, this is a superior addressing a subordinate. So we have, what kind of Japanese?
Informal.
Yeah, casual, informal Japanese. Because he's in a higher social status position than the subordinate. So it's okay for him to address that subordinate in informal Japanese. But Natsuko-san, if he was to address his boss, what would he say?
会議は2時からですよね?
Yeah, he would make it polite Japanese. Okay, and we have for the topic of this sentence, meeting. Then we have 2 o'clock from. Now, the interesting part is at the end. We have the plain form of the copula, followed by 2 sentence-ending particles. They are?
Yo.
And?
Ne.
Why would he put yo and ne? Da yo ne?
Because yo is used for stressing.
Uh-huh.
And ne is a particle to confirm.
And when you put them together... it works out that it's somewhere in between the yo and the ne. Well, let me rephrase this. The certainty level is not as strong as yo. When you add the sentence-ending particle yo, give us the sentence one time with just the sentence-ending particle yo.
会議は2時からだよ.
Now you're emphasizing. You're 100% sure. Maybe you even made the plans for the meeting because you're telling that person, listen, the meeting's at 2. You better be there. But watch what happens when Natsuko-san adds on the ne.
会議は2時からだよね?
There's a drop in certainty. He's pretty sure. He remembers the meeting's at 2, but he wants confirmation. And that's where Yone comes in.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure, but I just want you to confirm it. だよね? And this was followed by?
いいえ、中止になりました。
No, it was cancelled. But if we take a look at the sentence, we have the word for cancellation. Cancellation became. And again, we have to reverse it around here. Take that verb at the end, put it in the front when you interpret into English, and we get, no, it was cancelled. Followed by?
中止?私は何も聞いてないぞ。
Cancelled? I didn't hear anything about it. Let's take a look at that second sentence.
私は何も聞いてないぞ。
We need to take a look here at 何も。This sentence is a negative sentence. So, 何も becomes nothing. We have the interrogative adverb, what? 何, followed by?
も。
So they come together. We combine them into?
何も。
Now this 何も, or we can take any other interrogative and add も、誰も. These go with what kind of sentences, Natsuko-san?
Negative sentence.
Negative. And in the case of what, it'll be nothing. In the case of who, it'll be nobody. And this is followed by?
聞いてない.
The negative progressive of?
聞く.
To hear. So literally it's, I'm not hearing anything. But in Japanese, the progressive represents a state with certain verbs, and this is one of them. So you should be thought of, he's in a state of not hearing anything. I'm not hearing anything, which we interpret into English as, I haven't heard anything. So he's in a state of not having heard anything. In English, we interpret this as, I haven't heard anything. And finally, we have the sentence ending particle.
ぞ.
Natsuko, can you help us out with this? ぞ.
It's also an emphasizing particle and mostly used by males.
Yeah, a male sentence ending particle.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I think he's trying to say here, he's the boss and he hasn't heard anything.
Yes, so it's kind of like angry or annoyed.
In this context.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of emphasizing the point that he hasn't heard anything.
Yes, it has a very strong nuance
yeah.
of expressing oneself. So here he wants to express that he's the boss, but he hasn't heard anything.
Okay, we are out of time. We wanted to get through more of this, but what we're going to do is we have a grammar point, and that grammar point is the potential form of the class 3 verb kuru. Now, a write-up about this will be inside the PDF. We just ran way too long today. Too much talking. And we're not going to point any fingers. We'll let you figure out who we're inferring here. Well, it's a very Japanese way about it. We'll let you try and guess who we're talking about. Okay, so with that said, please stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, inside the PDF, big write-up about today's grammar point, bringing together the potential form of verbs. Also, inside the Learning Center, quizzes, transcripts, so much to bring what you learn here together. Also, get this stuff on your iPod. Take it with you. Listen to it on the trains, planes, buses, wherever you are. You can now study all the time. So with that said, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。